Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Why is women condemned for adultery? But little is ever said concerning man in these situations. To begin with, I think that we can draw a conclusion that God sees male and female equally. In this, God is not a respecter of person. Not only when it comes to the male and female, He's not a respecter of person when it came to the Jew and the Gentile. Of course, that would be a part of the context back over in Romans chapter 2 and verse 11. As we look in regard to what God says about the man and the woman, He holds each soul equally responsible for sin. Ezekiel 18 and verse 20 says, the soul that sins, the person that sins, they will be punished for that. Who's under consideration there, male and or female? In the day of judgment, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the saints at Corinth in his second epistle, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, says that we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of our life for the good and evil deeds. Who's under consideration there, both the male and the female? So God looks at each of us from an equal standpoint and judges us accordingly, not looking in any respect of person format. So when we look in regard to the question as it has been presented about adultery, what exactly does the Bible teach? Do we see a distinction made between the way that a woman is judged or punished, the things that are even stated about her, in comparison to the male? Admittedly, there are some times in the Scripture where God specifically deals with the female when it comes to adultery. But in my study, more times than not, I saw that He's dealing with both. In the Old Testament Scripture, we find is that God rebukes and condemns both parties, the male and the female. In fact, under certain circumstances, they are subject to death, to stoning. What about in the New Testament? The New Testament Scripture explicitly classifies both the male and the female as adulterers. No distinction at all made there. So what does God say? God says that they are both condemned for the sin, and both will be punished for the sin. Again, are there instances where God draws a point to the woman? There are. Yet at the same time, as you consider the overall picture as to what God is saying, He is not picking on the female, but rather He is speaking explicitly, condemning both for the sinful situation that they have entered into.